It is through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that I welcome you to our time of congregational worship this morning and pray God's Spirit's a blessing upon you all. Please look over the bulletin on page 6 are the various announcements that you can see. Pay hopefully particular attention to the last one today. The Northwest Ohio Community Action Commission was serving free lunches in area communities, and they were doing that here in Archbold at Ruley Park, and that ends this coming Friday. So some churches in the area are picking up the rest of those weeks until the day of school starts. So anybody that wants to be able to help with those meals, just contact the church office, and we will go from there. We were supposed to have the Suwans, our missionaries, they were supposed to be here to share, but one of their daughters ended up having emergency surgery this last week, so their life is kind of a little bit extra turmoil, even though they're on furlough, coming home from the Dominican Republic and supposed to be moving down to Mexico, and hopefully in the coming months we'll be able to reschedule and have them back, but you'll see their daughter is listed in our prayer concerns, and so praying for the daughter and the family as they transition to that new place. Additional prayer concern to share with you is Jim Greaser shared with me that his sister is diagnosed or living with a brain tumor, and the outcome is not necessarily looking very favorable, but Jim's aware of the power of prayer and God's healing, so we would ask for the congregation to be praying for Jim's sister. We are honoring and celebrating the Sacrament of Communion today, so anybody connected in, if you want to gather your own communion elements at home, you'll be ready for that time of the service. Let us turn our worship to God.
Please bow your heads for our opening prayer. Dear Lord, in your gentleness, guide us. In your power, strengthen us. In your lowliness, strip from us our selfish pride. In your greatness, lift us up that we might aspire to greater things. As a shepherd, call us to be your servants, and as a king, call us to be your royal priesthood. Amen. I now invite those who are able to stand as we stand for our opening scripture, which can be found on page 969 of the Pew Bible. And the scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, and verses 36 through 40. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so will it be at the end of the age."
At this time, let us sing our opening praise. Our hymn is called At Calvary. For those of you who would like to follow along, sing out of the red hymnal at your pews. The page number is 338, At Calvary.
grace and mercy of Jesus at Calvary that we experience his peace. And now we can take the share this time of sharing the peace of Christ with one another. I invite children to come forward for the children's message. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. You're looking good, both of you. I tell you. In our scripture reading this morning, there are many important verses, but one I picked out is from verse 4, and it says, if I find the right one, we're not trying to please men, but God. We're not trying to please people, but we're supposed to be pleasing God. And oftentimes the ways that some people try to please one another is like when I'm in trouble at home, and I'm never really in trouble at home, but if that happens, we are not trying to please men, but we're trying to please God. And by pleasing God, we try to live the way God wants us to live. And as I was going to say, whenever I'm in trouble at home, one way that I can get out of trouble is by doing my list of things. Okay, maybe I've not finished the cabinet that we need in the living room or family room. I still got to get the right terms. But she was gone this weekend, and I got to do a few things on the list. And hopefully, when she came home, she was feeling a little bit better about a couple of things. You ever get in trouble at home? Do you ever have to do anything to make your parents happier? What do you have to do?
Clean.
You got to clean? Clean my room? And pick up my toys? Do you ever have to just say, I'm sorry for what I've done?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great way. Just say, I'm sorry. And I bet you your parents love it when you've done something that didn't please them and you say you're sorry. They put a smile on the face, doesn't it? Yeah, you don't want to tell a lie because they'll know when you're telling a lie, okay? Well, those are some of the things we can do to please parents or people in our lives. How do we please God?
By trusting in him.
By trusting in God is one thing. How else can we please God? We can read the Bible and
understand words
and do what the Bible teaches us to do. We can pray, we can worship. When we see somebody that's got a need, we can help them. God wants us to help one another. That's how we please God, by honoring him. And so we're human. There's times when we get parents upset with us and we just have to say, I'm sorry. And they'll forgive you. Well, we have to do that with God, because we want to please God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of your love. We thank you for the example we have through Paul. And Lord, we pray that as these children continue to grow, they would know how to please you by living for you. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up.
Our sermon scripture this morning is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and can be found on page 1172 of the Pew Bible. You know, brothers, that our visit to you was not a failure. We had previously suffered and been insulted in Philippi, as you know. But with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in spite of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else. As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. For you, brothers, became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffered from your own countrymen the same things those churches suffered from the Jews, who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and also drove us out. They displease God and are hostile to all men in their effort to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. In this way, they always heap up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last. But brothers, when we were torn away from you for a short time in person, not in thought, out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you, for we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did again and again, but Satan stopped us. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. This ends the reading of God's holy word.